you. Lord, I pray that you will take control of my mouth, my tongue. Give me wisdom, my Lord. Open ears, open understanding. That the word that will be shared this morning will bring forth fruit in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 This morning, I've got a very hard message. It's a message that I've preached already. It's the second time that I preach it. Pastor Keith asked me to re-preach it because it was an evening service and there was not a lot of people present. So for those who heard this message, I ask apology. But we need to hear this message. Amen. The sermon's name is The Mystery, Babylon, the Great Mother of Harlots, and the Abomination of the Earth. All right, amen. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 17. But I've put all the scripture on the board for you so that you can all read from the same translation and on the same page. If we look at Revelation, we see that the wrath of Jesus Christ was poured out through the seals, the seven seals. After the wrath of Jesus, we see the trumpets, seven trumpets being poured out onto this earth. After the seven trumpets, we see the wrath of God being poured out onto this earth, the seven bowls. And in that all, we see the wrath of Satan on this earth through the tribulation and great tribulation. So it seems that it's the end. The end. Everything is finished. But Jesus or God says, it is not finished. There's one problem. There's one problem on this earth that needs to be taken care of before I can come and rule for 1,000 years with peace and a rod of iron. And before this problem is not taken care of, I cannot come back to rule on this earth. And this, the problem is the great harlot, the great sin that ensnares this earth. All right. And until this sin has been taken care of, I cannot come back, is what God says, actually. So tonight we're going to look at this problem. Is it a problem that only comes at the end of time, in the tribulation and great tribulation? I don't believe so. I believe that problem is already on earth. Spirit of the Antichrist. What is the spirit of the Antichrist? It's a spirit that is against God. Antichrist. All right. Anything that is against God that we need to deal with. So let's look at, start with Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. I'm going to do a lot of reading this morning. The seventh angel that took his goblet, dipped it into the wrath of God and poured it onto the air, came and said, "Let me show you the great harlot." Remember, by this time, the earth has been destroyed nearly. Vegetation has been destroyed, first bowl, second bowl. The fresh waters have been destroyed or polluted, rivers, third bowl. I'm not going to go through all of them. The sea has been turned into blood. The sea has been polluted. Excuse me. And then the air has also been polluted. And that angel that poured his goblet onto the air comes and tells John, "Let me show you the great harlot." Then one of the angels who had the seventh bowl came to me, talked with me and saying, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters." I haven't even started preaching. You see, Satan doesn't want this message going out. Amen. Sits on many waters. Many waters represents all the nations, many people. Every nation, many people are affected by this harlot, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornications. Not only the people commits fornication with this harlot, the kings are rulers. Kings are those who make laws. So the laws are affected by this harlot. And the inhabitants of the earth were all made drunk with the wine of her fornication. People are made drunk. Drunkenness means you long for it. You want it. If you are drunk, you want more. Give me more. I want to drink more. You don't stop drinking unless there's no more alcohol, or unless you pass out, you fall over. That's the only time that you stop. So the people long for this harlot. Amen. So he carried me away into the spirit, into the wilderness. Harlot is in the wilderness. Speaks of demonic powers. If you cast out demons, you command those demons to go to dry and uninhabited places. That's what the Word of God instructs you to do. So wilderness speaks of a place of demonic powers. Sorry. So he carried me away into the spirit, into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, a red beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. Woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet is royal colors. She's worshipped. And adorned with gold and precious stones, pearls. She's got money, power, worship, riches. Very rich. Of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abomination of the earth. She's a mystery. We don't know who she is. We can speculate that it's a mystery. We will realize who she is later on. Babylon the Great, it's a city, it's a place. And of the sins of the earth. I saw this woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Many Christians have fallen because of her. Many Christians have laid down their lives because of her. But the angel said to me, "Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mysteries of this woman and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will be, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit, will come out of hell." Bottomless pit is the bottomless pit between Hades and the bosom of Abraham. That's the bottomless pit where Satan will be locked up for 1,000 years. It speaks of hell. "And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life." The people who are not Christians will marvel at her and her sin from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. She's always been there. She is now. And she will be there until Jesus finally, God finally overcomes her. And that is just before we return with God. And Jesus returns on the white horse, and we follow him with our pure white clothes, our marriage clothes. And God will reign for 1,000 years on this earth. Amen. Here is the mind which has wisdom. So a challenge has been given to us. Try to figure out who this beast is, who this harlot is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Many people believe that it is physical mountains, the seven mountains which surrounds Rome. Rome is built on seven mountains. 100% it can be. Tonight I'm going to look at spiritual mountains, spiritual strongholds that this harlot uses. Amen. On which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. So the seven horns have got two explanations. Seven mountains, seven kings. Five kings have fallen. One is, and one is to come for a short time. So the five that have fallen, it's gone. It's in the past time. We can speculate who it was. The one who is now, I believe it's the spirit of the Antichrist. And the one who comes will come for a short time. And he will make his alliance with the beast. Now the beast in Revelation is Satan. So that speaks of the Antichrist. Amen. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue for a short time. The beast was, that was and is not, is himself also the eighth, and is the seventh, is of the seventh, and is going to perdition. So they're going to go to hell. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they will receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. The ten kings, they will rise up in the tribulation, at great tribulation. They are not yet here. So we can see from what we've just read, the harlot sits on the beast. The beast has got seven heads. Seven heads represents seven mountains, seven strongholds, seven kings. And the eighth is Satan himself. But the seven mountains is the question. That is the challenge that has been given to us to try to figure that out. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. So the ten kings will give their authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is God, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Multitudes, nation, and tongues. This harlot is called the mother of harlots. That means she's the first, and she produces offspring, children. And the children is the whole earth is full of her children. Amen. So we skip a few verses and we go to verse 18. And the woman who you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. We go to Revelation 18 verse 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. All the nations partakes of this harlot. Kings partakes of this harlot. And the earth have become rich through her abundance. For all the, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in the sins and lest you receive her plagues. God shouts to the church, come out of her. Don't be part of her. If you are part of her, you will share in her spoils, in her judgments. Amen. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works, in the cup which she has mixed double for her. Then we skip a few verses, we go to verse 12. Merchants of gold, silver, precious stones, pearl, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, every kind of Cretan wood, every kind of object, ivory, every kind of precious wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, incense, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and the most important one, the bodies and souls of men. She sells these riches in her, and she trades with souls of men, if you allow her. And then verse 21, then the mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence this great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. So in a moment, in a very short time, Babylon will be thrown into the sea and shall not be found anymore. Verse 24, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and saints and all who were slain on the earth. Don't be part of this harlot. Now the big question is, who is this harlot? Just before we try to answer that question, I was very intimidated in preaching this message because Dr. Shirley wrote her doctrine thesis on this subject. I did not know it. But the Holy Spirit said to me, doesn't matter, Dr. Shirley uses the woman in the Bible, starts with Eve, because sin entered through Eve. Semiramis, the wife of Nimrod. If you know anything, you know that Rimnot was one of the worst leaders. It's not the Tower of Babylon that he built. In the Tower of Babylon, there were temples, and there were tremendous things going on. And she, from her, all harlots came forth. You can go through the Bible. Wife of Lot, Potiphar's wife, and you can go and name them, Jezebel, through all the Bible. And that is what Dr. Shirley wrote. And the Bible said to me, the Holy Spirit said to me, yes, it's 100%. But what I'm preaching tonight is also 100%. Because God is love. You can shout it out. God is love. The opposite is Satan is selfish. Antichrist, spirit of Antichrist. Look at the original sin of Satan, Isaiah 14, verse 13 to 15. I will ascend above the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit on the mount of congregation. I will ascend above the clouds. And the last sin of Lucifer, I will be like Most High. So that is the sin that Lucifer, that caused Lucifer to fall out of heaven. I. It's called the five I wills. It's the original sin, and it's selfishness. And if you look at what Dr. Shirley wrote, you will find that selfishness in all of those women. And you will see that selfishness in all seven mountains that I'm going to present to you this morning. Original sin stays the same. Just as God is love, Satan is selfish. And all sin comes out of selfishness. That is what Satan stands for. Lucifer, bright morning star, no longer got that name. He's now called Satan. Amen. So, sin is sin. Whether it is the woman in the Bible, whether it's what I'm saying tonight, it's the same. So as I read through this revelation, I was actually teaching on the book of Revelation, and I read through this, and the thought came into mind. And when I read the Bible, I read it with an inquisitive mind. What is it saying to me? I always want to know what the Bible says to me. And the thought came to me, and it says, entertainment, Hollywood, television, movies. Now, a thought originates in three places. Either comes from Satan. Satan would have not given me that thought, because the Bible clearly says a kingdom that is divided or against himself cannot stand. So Satan will not give a word to me that is against himself. So it must either come from myself, or it must come from the Holy Spirit. Most probably from myself. Doesn't matter. So what is the seven mountains that this industry is built upon? Remember, Dr. Shirley said, it's temple. They worshipped at the temple, whether it's the temple of Diana, where prostitution took place. They worshipped at the temple. We allow the temples to come into our homes. We switch on with our remote the temple, and it comes onto the screen, and we partake of it. We become part of it as we watch those movies, as we watch those series. If we look at the entertainment industry in the 50s, 40s, 50s, first mountain, fame, fortune. How many young people have not sold their lives because they want to become famous? They will do anything, everything, morally, anything to become famous, to become wealthy. You and me, we trample on our fellow workmen, because we want to become rich. We want promotion. Doesn't matter if you make enemies. Doesn't matter if you hurt people. As long as you can get promoted. Murders, killings, because of money. How many children have not killed their own parents to get the inheritance? All right. Second mountain, addiction. The first one, fame, fortune, is driven by selfishness. Second mountain, addiction, cigarettes, tobacco, alcohol, drugs. If you switched, you looked at movies in the 50s, 60s, there was always a woman or man with a cigarette in the mouth. Always. There was always a glass, wine, whiskey, whatever on the table. It's become part of us. See, what they do is they make it a common thing. They make selfishness a common thing through fame, through addiction. It's not serious anymore. The laws have been changed. Drugs are now legal in some countries. Not all the drugs, but marijuana. Cigarettes is legal. Alcohol is legal if you're above 21, 18. Depends on which country. The kings have drank of it. The next mountain, sexual promiscuity, abortion, nudity, orgies. We switch on the television and we see it. And it becomes common to us. It's not something foreign anymore. And we start to do it ourselves. Abortion usually is when a child is born out of lust. You don't love the person, you just sleep with him, and all of a sudden you find you've conceived the child. And you don't want the child because there was no love in that relationship. So the easiest way is to murder the child, to kill it, to get rid of it. So every point here, it's got more in it than just the normal. It was done in the Old Testament as well. Temple prostitution was ripe. And when the woman became pregnant, what did they do? They offered the children to Molech. Molech was a god with outstretched hands like this, hole in the stomach, and they would place the babies on their hands, and the baby would roll into the stomach, and in the stomach was a furnace, a fire. And they would burn the babies. Because those children were not born out of love, but they were born out of lust. Amen. Next one, fourth mountain, hatred. And I don't even need to speak because Pastor Keith spoke about it this morning. Hatred. Easiest way is to get rid of somebody that you hate is to kill him, murder him. Racial hatred. Hatred of the rich, hatred of the poor, hatred of the homeless, hatred of... It's being poured down our throats and we become part of it. So easy to hate, so difficult to love. Next mountain, homosexuality, lesbianism. There's nothing wrong with the person. The person is a child like you and me, person like you and me. It's the sin that we hate, not the person. We love the person, but the sin, the Word of God condemns, and we as Christians condemn the sin also. We don't condemn the person. You'll find it in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's every program on television. It's been given to us. It's been made a common thing. It's not outside the norm anymore. And then the one that's been promoted tremendously on television, in the movies, is demonic worship or demonic acceptance or the demonic promotion. How many movies these days do not have the theme of the undead or the living dead? Zombies, monsters, half man, half wolf, half man, half cat, Superman. If you look at Superman, it comes from Mormonism, where Lucifer and Jesus are brothers. That's what they say. And there was a war, and they were both cast out onto the earth. The white people are... It's not me saying it, it's Mormonism. Remember, I'm quoting them now. White people are the descendants of Jesus. Black people are the descendants of Lucifer. And the true chosen people are the North American Indians. Not me. It's Mormonism that believes it. Superman. But we buy into it. We become part of it. How do I know it? Just go onto YouTube and look at those movies or clips where they scare each other. Person dresses up like a clown. A clown, there's some movie where a clown is a mass murderer. I don't even know what the movie is. And they just dress up like the clown. And they go and stand behind, and that person turns around, sees that clown, and he gets a fright and he runs out. Why? Why do you get a fright because of a clown? Because that clown is represented in that movie. It becomes real to them. We buy into it. We sit there. Demonic forces. Aliens. Remember? Third heaven. First heaven is the atmosphere around this earth. The blue skies that we see. Up to the stratosphere. That's the first heaven. Second heaven is beyond that. Moon, stars. That's the realm of the demonic, Satan. And the third heaven is where Jesus, where God sits on the throne, where the streets are paved with gold. That's the third heaven. And it becomes, it's pushed down our throats. We accept it, and it becomes normal to us. The demonic must never become normal to you. Don't accept it. Don't watch those movies. And this last one, the last mountain that this kingdom is being built on. Man can save himself. Self-preservation. Doesn't matter if there's a huge meteor that's going to hit this earth and destroy every living thing on this earth. Man will send somebody up, drill a hole in it, and blow it apart with an atomic bomb. Man can save himself. Doesn't matter if there's a sickness that breaks out and will destroy the whole earth or turn every person into zombies. Man will find a cure for it. Man can save himself. There's no need for God. We don't need God. Go to America. Look at those preppers. They call themselves preppers. They built shelters underground. They store food for 10 years, water for 11 years. They rely on themselves for salvation. And the teaching that's going around these last days, man is God. Pastor Keith has encountered it. I have encountered it, and it's a teaching that goes around, not in the secular world, in the churches. Man is God. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Man needs a savior. Cannot. The whole Old Testament is written for this purpose, to show us what is sin and to show us that we cannot save ourselves, that we need a savior. Amen. So, to conclude this message is, we have gone through our houses. We've removed every image of a Buddha. We've removed every picture of an idol. We've cleansed our houses. We made sure there's no demonic books in the bookshelves. We've burned all those things. We don't give them away. We burn them. And we've cleansed our houses. But tonight, when we get home, we switch on the television. And we open ourselves to the seven mountains, seven strongholds that rules this earth. And we as Christians partake of it. And we hunger for it. As we said, we can't watch young people. Oh, what's the movie that you watch now? Hunger Game movie that comes out. What's the next? And you speak about, oh, no, this one wasn't as good as the first one. It's all on your mouths because that is what you are running to. That is what you Remember this message this morning, guard your heart. Because out of it will spring the issues of life. What is in your heart? What is in your heart? Message was given to me. But if it's given to me, it's given to you also. Usually when a preacher stands in front here, preaches to himself first of all, first and almost. Amen. So the question this morning is, do we need to make some repentances? Do we need to come and cleanse our, ask for forgiveness? Pastor Keith.